Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, hello.
Yes. Yo, Skip.
Yes, sir.
Blessed greetings and love, man. How you doing?
Sweet.
Well, welcome to Bob Radio one more time. I remember we had a nice conversation at one of your first shows here in San Diego a few years back.
Yes, sir.
So you made quite a bunch of more releases. You got this huge combination right now with her.
Yeah.
That's huge. Well, let's start there because that's the biggest thing. So tell us about the song. Tell us about the combination.
Yeah, well, slow down. Really, I talk about being in the moment, you know.
Okay.
With that girl, you know?
Right.
Because it's more, almost you can say, it's like, you know, you really try to have a moment with that girl, you know, a girl, you know, move around or whatever she's doing, you know, she's in her head or whatever she may be doing, you know?
Okay.
Just really try to be in that moment.
Okay.
With her, you know? And slow it down and talk to her, and, you know?
It reminded me when I heard the song lyric, I immediately thought of Gregor Isaacs' Cool Down the Pace.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, see?
Yeah, you know, but the song come about, I didn't have the song, but, you know, I was just listening, I just kept listening to it, and I felt like it did another voice, you know?
Okay.
Someone suggested me her, you know, so my team now reach out and, you know, see what, you know?
Right.
And then, them reach out back and them say, yeah, sure, you know, send over the track, you know, we'd love to, you know?
Okay.
Hear it, so I'm gonna send over the track. She do the song. I'm gonna get back the track now.
Okay.
Like the song complete. You know what I mean? It's like the song just finished.
Okay.
So it's like, as soon as I got it from her, nothing more was needed. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just complete.
So you thought it was like a nice match? You think that the timing was
perfect match, man.
Perfect timing and everything, right?
I couldn't hear another voice, you know, from I heard it, mm-hmm. I couldn't hear another voice.
Nice.
It was an honor working with her, you know, demo.
Very cool, right? Very cool. And you have, you know, another song that we've been playing a lot on Bob Radio is your combination with Damien. That's not true.
Yeah, man.
Nice song, man. We got it in our top rotation right now. It's a lot of people like it. Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people like it. So, so what's up with you? We're gonna get a full album from you. We're gonna get an EP from you. What's in the line for you?
Yeah,
for
well, you see, my project should be coming out very soon. I would say early next year.
Okay.
I want to say like January sometime or February sometime. Project.
Your project. So that's gonna be an EP or full length album. What's that gonna be?
I don't know yet. It can be an EP or album.
Okay. Well, you know, Coffee just got nominated, got put in the Grammy list with her EP, so EP can do it.
Yeah, man. That's
what Coffee, you know? Yeah, man. She's doing great, great stuff.
Yeah, man.
Another young artist like yourself making a lot of noise in the global world. Not just in the reggae world, but in the global world, we got a couple of nice pioneers, you know? It's nice. It's really good to have you guys out there doing so much for reggae music.
Yeah, man, true.
It's really good. So on the project, you say the project is almost done. Did you work with one producer? Did you work with a couple producers? Did you record in Miami? Did you record in Jamaica? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
All over, really. I have some in Cali, I have some in Miami. Yeah, it's all over.
Tell me, do you find like when you, let's say you're working on a song in Miami and then you bring it back out here to LA and you start working on a song, does the environment give you some influence?
Yeah, man, the spirit, you know? Yeah, man, definitely, I would say. So, you know, the vibe of the place itself, you know?
Okay.
The energy. Yeah, man, change up the vibe. It's always good to do that too, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Can write, you know, out there in Cali or, you know?
Yeah.
Get a next idea or, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah, man, different.
Or one idea can spring from one next idea. Yeah, yeah. So, I was saying that, like, you work on both coasts, right? You're down in Miami a lot, and you're here on the West Coast a lot. And they're both, like, that Southeast Miami is a heavy reggae scene.
Yeah,
a lot of people are into reggae music. Over here on the West Coast, Southern California, a lot of reggae in the venues and with the people. What would you say is the main, how would you compare the two?
Well, I feel like, you know, Florida, I've not only the reggae, but the Caribbean, a lot of the Caribbean is here, you know?
Okay.
A lot of the Caribbean, I would say, is in Southeast, so you not only have reggae, but you have, you know, a lot
true.
Of as well, you know? You have a lot of other, you know?
Yeah, the Trinity's and Carnival and...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah,
Cali,
yeah.
No, but Cali have a big culture as well, you know, in the reggae, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like from the schools, I feel like the schools really have a big take to reggae as well in Cali.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, we love the reggae music out here in California. I came out here like 30-something years ago now, 30 years ago. And I've been really involved in like the last 25, and it's just grown so much. So it's grown so much, and
we love both of them, you know. We love both of them. We love both sides. We love all sides.
More love, my brother. More love all the time. You know how that's how I feel about it. That's how
that
I feel about it.
That is the cure, you know.
Yeah, that is definitely the cure. Definitely the cure. So you have a title for your project?
Well, I do, but I keep it under wraps for now.
Okay, so we should look forward to something like that, all right?
Yeah,
all right, so Skip, we know you love the music. We know you love the culture. You know you love the vibes. But what do you do when you're like, why? I'm just nice and easy. Me free up. Me have a thing. Me have a juice and me eat nice. So what do you love to do? You love to read. You love to be outdoors. What do you love to do?
Yeah, family time, you know, we'll do anything, you know, we love read, we love write, we love play ball, we love stay fit, you know, we love the active, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, we love, and then we touch road from time to time, you know.
Okay. So am I hearing that you have a son or a daughter or a couple of them?
No.
Okay. Just your family, your up older, or, yeah, man, I hear you. So you've done a couple of songs with Damien. Are you don't work with any of the other brothers?
I haven't been on a song with any of the other ones as of yet. No.
Okay. Is that something that you want to do or something you've ever thought about doing?
Yeah, man. Definitely, of course.
Yeah, man. We love Stevie's vibes out here. The singing vibes, you know?
Yeah, man.
And, you know, Ziggy done moved out here a long time ago, so he loves it out here too, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. And you got Maestros in Florida, right?
Yeah, man.
And you have Juju Royal out in England and thing. Sometimes Florida too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's a great family.
I have a lot of places, you know?
And then you have a next one come in, him.
Yeah.
And Joe Mercer.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a Marley Army.
Yeah, man. It's the Army, man.
For real, man. Well, we love all your works and all the vibes, and we want to wish you so much luck with your latest single.
I can't wait to come back over there to, you know, to perform over there. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, man. You have any plans for any West Coast shows next year?
No, but trust me, I'll make you know as soon as possible.
Okay. Roll right on, man. Well, it's always a pleasure talking to you, Skip, man. Really good to talk to you.
Can't wait for the next time.
Yeah, man, I can't wait to sit down with you and just chill and reason for a little bit.
Yeah, next time we'll have to sit down like last time.
Yeah, man. We will have a nice meal together. Some vegan or vegetarian food would be nice.
We'll make it happen.
Okay. Well, that's a date. We got that, all right? All right. All right. Hey, thanks your management for hooking this up, and thank you for taking time to be with us. And
of course.
Yeah. We love the vibes, all right, my brother?
Give thanks every time. All right. Now we're for the next week.
Yeah, man. Tune in to Bob Radio. You hear yourself all the time, seeing? All right. Bless up, my brother. Peace.